The mayor of the largest city in western Massachusetts and the city's legislative body are on a collision course tonight over the nationally volatile issue of immigration. The Springfield City Council, at its final scheduled meeting of the year, will consider a final vote on an ordinance supporters say is intended to foster trust between the city government and immigrants, regardless of their legal status. Mayor Dominic Sarno has promised a swift veto if the Welcoming Community Trust Ordinance makes it to his desk. He said it is a not-so-thinly-veiled attempt to make Springfield a so-called sanctuary city, something the mayor has vowed to never let happen. The ordinance would prohibit any employee of the city from inquiring about a person's immigration status. It would also forbid city officials from taking legal action against medical, educational, or faith-based institutions for providing refuge to immigrants.
My message would be to the city council here is that, you know, you're asking all my departments to look the other way.
Sarno claims the ordinance would trigger a migration of undocumented immigrants to Springfield that would put a burden on city services.
There is a unanticipated and unbudgeted cost that will happen, whether pertaining to schools, health, housing.
Proponents of the ordinance refute the mayor's claims. They say the scenario Sarno describes has not been the experience in other cities that have offered official support for immigrants, regardless of their legal status. City Councilor Melvin Edwards said he would not describe the ordinance as a sanctuary law, but as an anti-bias law.
This is just sending the message for everybody who's employed by the city to leave their biases at home, to do their jobs.
The General Government Committee, chaired by Edwards, has recommended final passage of the ordinance by the full council. The committee, however, suggested a public safety exception. Springfield Police Commissioner John Barbieri told the committee last week that Springfield Police do not act as immigration agents, but he said questions about immigration status are sometimes essential to investigating crimes.
I don't ever want our officers to routinely check anyone's immigration status.
Barbieri said he is on board with the concept of the ordinance.
I've said this before publicly, and I'll say it again. Our goal is when we roll up on anybody in the street, they're a victim of a crime. We want them to feel confident to call the police and know that we're responsive to their needs. We want to be able to provide them medical care, and we want to find the people responsible for the crime. That involves them being witnesses. And certainly without them, we're not going to resolve that issue. So we do not want to be the immigration police, but we need to find that balance so that we can still do our job.
The ordinance has twice passed the City Council on voice votes. A third vote is needed for final approval. City Council President Orlando Ramos has said he is sure the council can override the veto the mayor is expected to issue. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tothill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.